Chapter 4. I tell a tale as 'twas told to me. Jack doubted that very much. Still, he leafed through Mary Phelan's book of untidy scrawlings, barely making sense of the words, let alone their meaning. It seemed nothing more than a collection of falsehoods and gross exaggerations, which made him wonder again if he were placing his trust in a crackpot. Albeit a stunning crackpot. One who should have arrived here at Drakeston House hours ago. He shut the lid on the box of scrap paper and shelved it beside its corner-worn twin. Erasmus Phelan's name had been painstakingly inscribed in the ex libris of nearly every book Jack had removed from the open crate on his desk. He shook his head as he glanced around at the maze created by the 143 other crates he'd shipped to Drakeston House from that ramshackle library at Galcliffe. He'd only had time to open two, and they had only puzzled him more with their diagrams and drawings of rain-faded stone faces and crumbling ruins. Lunatic woman and her accursed hedging. He felt blind and extraneous, though he stood in the midst of his own vast library, one of the grandest in all Britain, with its two-storied arching windows and a mezzanine that ran three sides of the room, books, ladders, high-backed reading chairs, and a hearth that he could stand inside. Miss Phelan's entire library would fit into one corner of his, roof, windows, battered furniture, and all. Anyone else in the world would be pleased with the opportunity. But Jack had a strong suspicion that she would not. He lifted out another book, or what was left of its tattered binding and brittle pages. Ancient hands had been at work on the wood-bound manuscript, its ownership proclaimed in faded ink and a more florid script than today's fashion. The next book and the next were inscribed with the same name, one Joshua Phelan. A very odd legacy of scholarship, a bread-in-the-bone penchant for antiquities. There were...